Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. Today, we're continuing in our series on moving from anxiety to rest. And scripture meditation is an excellent way that we can calm our minds and feed our souls, helping us claim the rest and peace that God is offering us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to do just that as we meditate on Luke 6, verses 46 through 49.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, today we are doing our scripture meditation using the Lectio Divina method, which is what we usually use around here to meditate on scripture. But if you haven't done one before, I want to invite you to download the free Lectio Divina journal that I've created for you. You'll find a link in the show notes to that, or you can go to my website, jodynisnik.com, and you can download it there. And that will outline exactly what Lectio Divina is, the process that we move through when we do it, and it will give you some space to capture some notes as you do these scripture meditations. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to prepare your heart, your mind, and your body by taking a few deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, ask the Lord to be present with you. And as you exhale, hand over to Him anything that is on your heart and your mind right now. Go ahead and take another deep in and out breath. And as you keep doing that, let me pray over us. Oh Lord, we thank you for this time and space set aside to hear your word. And we pray that by the power of your Spirit, you would guide and lead us into it. Would you help us to notice what you want us to notice? And Lord, would you help us to have the conversations with you that we need to have? We also pray, Lord, that as we do this meditation, that your peace that surpasses all understanding would just be present with us. Lord, as we lean into you, may we feel your presence and your peace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first time I read this passage for you, there is no agenda except for just to hear the words, to know where the passage is going. And as a quick word of context, this passage comes from Luke chapter 6, and this is Luke's retelling of the Sermon on the Mount. And so this particular passage is at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, and these are Jesus's parting words to the people that have been listening. And so this is what he wants to challenge them with. And so he gives them this parable. So these are the words of Jesus. So this is our first reading of Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, I want to invite you to ask the Lord to help you notice a word or a phrase, or maybe even an idea from this passage. You can write it down if you want, or you can just hold on to it in your mind. But as always, I want to encourage you to not overthink this process. Just see what stands out to you and hold on to that. And then we'll take some time after the reading to reflect on it. So this now is a second reading of Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. So take a few moments now to think about the word or the phrase that captured your attention and ask the Lord, how might this connect to my life right now? So as the passage is read for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or phrase again, and then we're going to take another step with the Lord and ask him how he's inviting us to respond to him about what he's helping us notice. And I'll give you space to do that after the reading. So this now is a third reading of Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Now I want to invite you to respond to God however He is inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest in your heart, in your soul, in your body, to rest in God's faithfulness and goodness in your life, and to rest in the invitation that Jesus is extending to you to build your life on Him, the solid foundation. So this now is a final reading of Luke 6, 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. O Lord, we thank you for the deep truth in this passage, for your calling to us to come to you and to hear your words, but to also put them into practice. And that you promise us when we do, that when the storms come, we will not be shaken. So thank you, Lord, for this promise and this truth. And help us, Lord, to continue building our life on you, because the storms will come. We know that they will. And we want to be able to stand firm in the midst of them. And perhaps the storms are even raging in our life right now. And if they are, Lord, we cry out to you and ask you to help us stay strong and to stay standing in the midst of all of this, to keep our eyes focused on you. Lord, we trust you and we love you. And whatever it is that you revealed to us through this passage, would you help us to do that? Would you help us to carry that truth with us as we move into these days ahead of us? We pray all of this in your strong and mighty name, in the firm foundation of your name. Amen. Well, friends, as always, I want to invite you to listen to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Allie Patterson. Allie has written a new book, and it's called How to Stay Standing. That is based on the passage we meditated on today. And she has a lot of wisdom and counsel to share with us about this passage and what it means to her life and what it should mean for ours as well. I also want to take just a quick second to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. Shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. And as always, I do want to thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.